It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, October 24th, 2014. It's the birthday of American playwright and theater director Moss Hart, born in New York in 1904. He grew up in poverty, the son of English-born Jewish immigrants, and his father was a cigar maker. He was born in a tenement at 74 East 105th Street, a soot-covered neighborhood of pushcarts and tiny storefronts, an uptown version of the Lower East Side. Nearby was the New York Central Railroad, roaring north and rattling fire escapes all the way to the East River. In his childhood, Hart had a strong bond with his aunt, Kate, who sparked his interest in the theater and often took him to see performances. From her, he learned that the theater made it possible to be somebody else, not a scrawny boy with bad teeth and a funny name. A life in the theater was all he ever wanted, and after working several years as a director for amateur drama groups and summer resorts, he scored his first Broadway hit in 1930 with Once in a Lifetime, a farce about the arrival of the sound era in Hollywood, written in collaboration with George S. Kaufman. Over the next decade, Kaufman and Hart teamed up on a string of successes, including You Can't Take It With You and The Man Who Came to Dinner. You Can't Take It With You, the story of an eccentric family and how they lived during the Depression, won the 1937 Pulitzer Prize for Drama and is Hart's most revived play. The Man Who Came to Dinner is about the caustic Sheridan Whiteside, who, after injuring himself slipping on ice, must stay in a Midwestern family's house. The character was based on Kaufman and Hart's friend, critic Alexander Wolcott, who often made a nuisance of himself as a guest in Hart's home. Hart worked with and without Kaufman on dozens of musicals, collaborating with Irving Berlin and Cole Porter, among others, and he directed a number of Broadway hits, most notably My Fair Lady in 1956, which ran for 7 years and garnered numerous Tony Awards, including one for Hart as Best Director. He also wrote several excellent screenplays, including Gentleman's Agreement, for which he received an Oscar nomination, and A Star is Born. He penned an acclaimed memoir titled Act One, an Autobiography, published in 1959. His last Broadway directing project was another major success, Camelot, in 1960. Hart was married to actress and TV personality Kitty Carlisle in 1946, and they had two children. He died of a heart attack at age 57 on December 20, 1961. George S. Kaufman, his longtime writing partner and friend, had died just 6 months earlier. Biographer Stephen Bach recalls, "Wherever he was, on croquet lawns or in paneled drawing rooms, was Broadway. When he walked into a room, people say the party got better. He had a performer's timing and need for applause and a style so theatrical, no mere actor could have pulled it off. He couldn't wait to entertain you." From Dazzler, The Life and Times of Moss Hart by Stephen Bach, published by Alfred A. Knopf, 2001. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is The Reader's Notebook for October 24th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.